Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9, Text 26 and 27. So we'll chant Text 26 together. Yo na sapatnair brisham arjamanan devarshi tiryan nrisu nitya eva kritavataras tanubhi sva mayaya kitvatmasat Pati, yuge, yuge, cha, yonasapatnaya brisham ardhyamanan, devarshitiryan risunitya eva, kritavataras tanubhisvamayaya, kritvatmasat Pati yuge yuge cha Yonasapatnaya brisam arjamanan Devarsityan risunitya eva Kritavataras tanubhi svamayaya Kritvatmasat Pati yuge yuge cha Yonasapatnaya brisam arjamanan Devarshityan rishunitya eva Kritavataras tanubhisvamayaya Kritvatma sat pati yuge yuge cha. Tadas tanabhisva mayaya Kritvatma sat pati yuge yuge cha Yonasapatnaya brisham arjamanan Dvarshindiryan rishud nitya eva Kritavataras tanubhisvamayaya Kritvatma sat pati yuge yuge cha Yonasapatnaya brisham arjamanan Devarshityan rishunitya eva Kritavataras tanubhisvamayaya Kritvatma sat yuge yuge cha Vaishnavis Yonasapatnaya brisham arjamanan Devarshityan rishunitya eva Kritavataras tanubhisvamayaya Kritvatma sat yuge yuge cha. I'll read text 27. tam eva devam vayam atmadaivatam param pradanam purusham vishvam anyam vrajjama sarve saranam saranyam svanam sayo basyati sam mahatma. The word for word meaning. Ya, he who, na, us, sapatnai, by our enemies, the demons, brisham, almost always, arjamanan, being persecuted, deva, among the demigods, rishi, the saintly persons, tiryak, the animals, nrishu, and men, nitya, always, eva, certainly, krita avatara, appearing as an incarnation, tanubhi, with different forms, swamayaya, by his internal potency, kritva atmasat, considering very near and dear to him, pati, protects, yuge yuge, in every millennium, cha, and, tam, him, eva, indeed, devam, the Supreme Lord, vayam, all of us, atmadaivatam, the Lord of all living entities, param, transcendental, pradanam, the original cause of the total material energy, purusham, the supreme enjoyer, vishvam, whose energy constitutes this universe, anyam, separately situated, vrajama, we approach, sarve, all, saranam, shelter, saranyam, suitable as shelter, svanam, unto his own devotees, sa, he, na, unto us, dasyati, shall give, some, good fortune, mahatma, the supersoul. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By His inconceivable internal potency, the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into various transcendental bodies as Vamanadev, the incarnation of strength among the demigods, Parashuram, the incarnation among saints, Nrsingadev and Varaha, incarnations among animals, and Matsya and Kurma, incarnations among aquatics. He accepts various transcendental bodies among all types of living entities, and among human beings, he especially appears as Lord Krishna and Lord Rama. By his causeless mercy, he protects the demigods who are always harassed by the demons. He is the supreme worshipable deity of all living entities. He is the supreme cause, represented as the male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form, Virat Rupa. In our fearful condition, let us take shelter of him, for we are sure that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Soul, will give us protection. We'll just read the purport since it's such a long translation. Purport. In this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is ascertained to be the original cause of creation. Sridhar Swami, in his commentary, Bhavartha Deepika, replies to the idea that Prakriti and Purusha are the causes of the cosmic manifestation. As stated herein, Param Pradhanam Purusham Vishvam Anyam, quote, he is the supreme cause represented as the male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form, or Virata Rupa, end of quote. The word Prakriti, which is used to indicate the source of generation, refers to the material energy of the Supreme Lord, and the word Purusha refers to the living entities who are the superior energy of the Lord. Both the Prakriti and Purusha ultimately enter the Supreme Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Prakritim Yanti Mamikam. Although Prakriti and Purusha superficially appear to be the causes of the material manifestation, both are emanations of different energies of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the cause of Prakriti and Purusha. He is the original cause, Sarva Karana Karanam. The Naradiya Purana says, Avikaropi Parama, Prakritistu Vikarini, Anupravishya Govinda, Prakritis Chabidhiyate. Both the Prakriti and the Purusha, which are inferior and superior energies, are animations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Gam Avishya, the Lord enters the Prakriti and then the Prakriti creates different manifestations. The Prakriti is not independent or beyond his energies. Vasudeva, Lord Sri Krishna, is the original cause of everything. Therefore, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 10:8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. End of quote. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.33, the Lord also says, Aham eva sam eva gre. Only I existed before the creation. This is confirmed in the Brahmananda Purana as follows. Smitir avyavadanena prakrititvam iti stitihi ubayatmaka sutitvad vasudeva para puman prakriti purushascheti savdaya eko vidhiyate. To generate the universe, the Lord acts indirectly as the Purusha and directly as the Prakriti. Because both energies emanate from Lord Vasudeva, the all-pervasive Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is known as both Prakriti and Purusha. Therefore, Vasudeva is the cause of everything, Sarva Karana Karanam. Yay. Om Agyanati Varanda Shaganjana Shalaka Chakshu Umritam Jainitas Mai Sri Guru Venamaham. Panchakalpa Trubhyas Chakri Pasan Vevata Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Maha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we're continuing here in this particular pastime of the appearance of demon Vritrasura. So, I was just kind of looking back and seeing how the demigods got themselves in this predicament to kind of recap and remember what actually happened. So many things have been said here, and the purports have been quite lengthy and very powerful by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And of course we know that Indra, he was the cause of all this activity in the beginning due to his puffed up nature. due to his thinking he was a supreme controller. And by that, he offended his spiritual master, who disappeared to teach Indra and the demigods a lesson. And, of course, because of this, the demigods lost their faith, their motivation, their desire. And so the demons came and defeated them. And then, of course, they were able to conjure up this great demon, Vritrasura, who is undefeatable. And now the demigods are finding themselves in a condition which is very insurmountable. And to their glory, they realize that they need to surrender to the Supreme Lord. So here we're seeing these different last verses that the demigods are praying to Krishna, to Vishnu, to come and to help them, relieve them of this great burden of being overcome, defeated, homeless. The demigods actually had to go into hiding. They had to use some of their mystic power to disappear, because if the demons caught any of them, they'd kill them. So they had to use all their mystic powers in order to avoid being detected by the demons. So here they all came together and decided they needed to approach Vishnu and pray for his protection and to give them intelligence how to overcome these demoniac or these demons. So it's described that the demigods, they're Sakama devotees. They're devotees that are sincere. They believe in the Supreme Lord. They're sincere, but they have difficulties because of their desires. They have material desires. And because of those material desires, circumstances have arisen where they have been defeated. So even us as devotees, we're also like Sakama devotees. We have a belief in Krishna, in God. We want to serve Krishna, but sometimes we're overcome by desires, by lust, by anger, and by greed. And we commit mistakes. And these mistakes sometimes are simple. But the difference is that a devotee, after regaining his consciousness, he realizes that he has to actually surrender to the Lord and pray to the Lord for forgiveness and for protection. Subscribe akama sarvakama va mokshakama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. It's described that whether one is one who has like broad intelligence, who has broader intelligence, whether he's full of desires or he has no desires, or even if that person is searching for liberation, one must approach and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is our condition. We go through these particular stages, such as the demigods are experiencing. And in their case, it's even more intense because their ability to enjoy the material energy far surpasses our even thought of enjoyment. Their enjoyment, their length of life, their senses are surcharged. Supra, we heard that word yesterday from Mukunda Das. Supra, their senses are supra charged for enjoyment in all spheres, though it's imaginable. And they've achieved this position due to their austerities and their penances and sacrifices. But one aspect of the demigods is that they're udaradhi. They have this finer or broader intelligence that helps them understand at a certain point that they must again surrender to Krishna. And here these prayers that we're reading shows that udaradhi, that broader intelligence. And as devotees, we also need to create and formulate this udaradhi, this broader intelligence, not to allow the material energy to bewilder us, where we become so frustrated and we lose our faith completely in the execution of Krishna consciousness. So association is extremely important. Extremely. Even for Indra here, it was very important for him to have the association of the demigods. Because eventually by their association, by all of them coming together, they realized they needed to approach Krishna. So in our position, whether we're like Sakama, Mokshakama, Akama, whatever type of devotee we may be, we should never lose sight of how to approach the Supreme Lord and pray for His mercy so that we may overcome our particular difficulties. Because we have many, I'm thinking, Icha Dvesha Samutena Dvandva Mohena Bharata, Sarvabhutani Sammoham Sarve Yanti Parantapa. Sarge yanti parantapa, sarge. It's described that in this, we as living entities were born into delusion. This delusion is that we're overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. This is how we're born. We come into this world with those negativities, desire and hate. And desire means that we desire to enjoy. The body that we have is a symptom of our sinful activity. It's not that you have a beautiful body and this is like really great. And, you know, you're intelligent, you're good looking, you're very athletic, you're kind. But regardless of all those, they're a disqualification because the product is of sinful activity. This is why we're in this material world. So it's no should be no misunderstanding that we are overcome by these dualities of the desire to control, a desire to enjoy. We're born that way. It's, you know, prior in the third canto, we read how the living entity is begging to the Supreme Lord, but I'll never do it again, I promise. I'm suffering like anything in the womb. And I promise when I get out, I'll be a good boy and girl. Please, help me get out of this condition. But then somehow, when we come out into this material world, immediately we become overcome by the material energy. The mother, the cuddling, the father, the so many wonderful different surroundings. So we realize that this body is composed of senses. And these senses are designed to enjoy. And so this is this upadi. We think we're this body, which is composed or compiled of all these senses. And we have intense desires. So as a devotee aspiring to become purified, we may have problems. There may be difficulties. We see the difficulty that Indra had. His difficulty was that he thought he was the king of heaven. Well, he was. But he thought he was even greater than his own spiritual master. And then when his Guru Maharaj came in, he didn't even want to pay attention to him and give him the proper respect. So we can see this upadi, this bodily designation, is so powerful. And the desire to enjoy and control is, practically speaking, overwhelming. So this particular pastime is applicable to all of us. And therefore, our position is very troublesome. So whether one is a gross materialist, it doesn't really matter. If you're a devotee, whoever you may be, we need to come in contact with a transcendentalist, a pure devotee of the Lord. This is the only way of getting free from this upadi, this bodily designation. We can't get rid of it any other way. We have to have a connection with a transcendentalist, a pure devotee, that can take us beyond. So here the demigods, they're directly praying to Lord Vishnu for a remedy. And we as devotees, we need to know that we have to approach that pure devotee of the Lord. to acquire the ability and the strength and the desire to overcome these intense desires and then hate. Can you imagine? This is how we're born. We're born with hate. And if you take a look at the world, and it's what's going on in the world today? There's so much hatred. You know, you see country against country, brother against brother, devotee against devotee. It's hatred. We hate. And only until we come in contact with that pure devotee of the Lord can we surpass these dualities that we're born with. Bhagavatam says, Shushushro Sharadanasa Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatseva Vipya Punya Tirtani Sevanat. Bhagavatam states that we have to approach that great soul, that transcendentalist who's freed from those vices, that vice of fear and hatred. He's freed from that. And when we serve that person, and then it says we develop the infinity for hearing the messages of Krishna, Vasudeva. And we have to, when we approach a transcendentalist, it's not that we just approach him and we sit there and we hear a few things and then we go home. But the transcendentalist comes with a mission. They have a goal. And so to approach a transcendentalist, a pure devotee of the Lord, it means that we have to accept and imbibe the mission of that transcendentalist. Because he holds the key, or she holds the key, for us to become freed from the duality of this material energy. But if we just have that association, even a moment's association, I agree, you can become purified. But in order to really go back home, back to Godhead, we have to imbibe that mission of the transcendentalist. We should know it. We should live it. We should breathe it. This is the key element in order for us to overcome these dualities. And if you do approach a transcendentalist, a bona fide transcendentalist, that person will teach us the science of bhakti yoga. Without bhakti yoga, one cannot understand the Supreme Lord. One cannot go back home, back to Godhead. Because bhakti yoga, it actually utilizes the senses and the mind and the body in the service of the Lord. This is the secret of success. Because people, they don't know what to do. Really, people have no idea. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know what to do with their body. They're trained from childhood to try to use this body for the highest pleasure. They have no idea what happens after this body. None whatsoever. So they're thinking, they're trained from the very beginning how to utilize this body to make it a lean machine for enjoyment. All of us went through this sometime, Kijai. Sometime in this material world, when we were youthful, we did everything we could to build up this body, to designate it as being a perfect machine for gratification. You know, we became buff, became strong. We learned all the sciences for enjoyment. We did everything we could in order to just really soup up the body. Just like, you know, you have a computer. Sometimes, you know, I'm in my office and I have to turn on my computer. Some people say, geez, Savas, why don't you do something with it? It takes forever. It's taking forever to load this thing, man. What are you doing? You know, get something to soup this thing up. Get it, you know, get it built up. So you take a look at the market. The market is filled. How to soup up the body to become like a machine for enjoyment, for gratification. And we accept it. I mean, we fully accept it. Yeah, this is what we want. Without any realization that when we do this, that What is the cause of your next birth? You may become an expert athletic, and next life you may become a cheetah or leopard. You can run like anything. Jump high, you know, as high as you like. But in this life, you took full convenience. So having a transcendentalist, a pure devotee of the Lord, is essential for us to use the body to the maximum, but utilize it for the service of the Supreme Lord. And this only comes from hearing. We may be surprised, but Krishna is only understood by the ears and the tongue, not by the eyes, not by the touch. Krishna is understood by the ear and by the tongue. This is how we know Krishna. If we hear, we let this penetrate within our ears. This science, as it says, if you approach a pure devotee of the Lord, what will he do? He'll tell you about Krishna, and it'll penetrate in your ear. And then from that, you'll develop a desire to know more about Krishna, to serve Krishna, to hear about the heroics of Krishna. When we read the Krishna book, Krishna is a hero. He's a heroic individual. I mean, there's a few paintings here. You can see Krishna, he did so many heroic things. I was thinking about the Trinavarta one. I liked it. But anyway, it's not here. But if you take a look, where? Up there. Yes. So Krishna, when he was a baby, he did so many heroic things. And if you approach a transcendentalist, he'll tell us about those heroic things. And this will purify our existence. So the tongue is the most voracious of all. Yeah, it's described that if the tongue is controlled, if you control this tongue, then the rest of the senses automatically surrender. So if we vibrate this tongue in the glories of the Lord, we become purified. People that hear it become purified. And if we make a vow that we only will take foodstuffs which is offered to Krishna, Krishna Prasadam, and nothing else, can you just imagine? Just to chant the holy name, the Maha Mantra, and then to take foodstuffs which is offered to Krishna. Nothing else. This is the austerity. If you can just do those two things, it's described that the tongue can become or controlled. You can control the tongue that way. And then from that control, the rest of the senses of the body, they become pacified, surrendered. What's that verse? Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Paryojita Jana Yasya Vairagyam Gyanam Chad Ahaitukam. When we engage the senses in service to the Lord Sri Krishna, we develop causeless knowledge and detachment from this world. It's causeless. It's like somebody came up to you one day and they wrote out a check for $1 million. You know, what would you do? You'd think, oh, this is like causeless grace of God. We would think this is like, how is this possible? What did I do? This is causeless. What could I possibly have done for this person that they would give so much? I don't remember what I could have done. This is causeless. We have causeless knowledge from this, just from this activity of devotional service. And then detachment. And that's scary. Detachment for all of us is horrific. We're not ready for it. We still feel we have a few more good years left to enjoy to some capacity. So when we speak of detachment, it creates pain. It's painful to think of detachment. It's painful. Prabhupada, in his own way, would say that his Guru Maharaj would come to him in his dreams and tell him that he should take sannyas. And Srila Prabhupada would be, jokingly, of course, Prabhupada said, I was horrified. Horrified. I'm not so fortunate. Prabhupada doesn't come in my dreams. If he did, he'd probably say, stay in the household. Don't ruin the sannyas order. Stay where you are. But we're horrified of detachment. But it's described by just serving Krishna. You develop causeless knowledge. To become detached means you must have knowledge. It is not artificial. It's not that you just go to the desert and you don't see or hear or think about anybody, that you're going to be so-called detached. No, no, no. Detachment means that you know how to serve Krishna with all the faculties that you have. That you 100% serve the Supreme Lord in ecstasy, in happiness, and in pleasure. This is real detachment. Not just artificial. Real detachment. So, the problem is we have a disease. And the disease is that we don't want to accept authority. This is our disease, each and every one of us. We do not, will not accept authority due to our nature. This is our nature. This is why we're in the material world. And we won't accept authority. And we think that we're independent. We think, oh, I'm so independent. But what we don't realize, this is the ignorance of the conditioned soul, that we don't realize that we are being authorized by the material energy at every moment. At every moment we're being forced by the material energy. You step out this door, if your tongue wants to do something, you'll go. If the genital demands that you do something, we'll surrender. So we think we're independent. No, I'm not going to follow any authority. I'm not going to follow this authority. I don't need this. But at every moment, we are being authorized by the material energy. The material energy is so powerful. Daivahi esha gunamayi mama mayat duratyaya. This is divine energy. This is not some plaything. This is divine energy of the Lord. And it's dictating at every moment to us how we should run around and look for some kind of sense gratification. And sometimes we see this is so intense that we may even commit offense to our own spiritual master. We make vows before the deity, before the assembled Vaishnava devotees. But when the tongue or the genital cries out, what do? We surrender. When it demands, we surrender. And this is material energy. It's insurmountable. And sure, it shouldn't be here any phantasmagoria that someone like Lord Indra became disillusioned by his position. Because even a pauper is proud of his penny. You can take a person that's homeless and say, my dear sir, come to see. No, 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 no. I know what I'm doing. I'm this and that. So we see this is going on. So to accept authority, it's very difficult. But this is Krishna consciousness. That verse, sarvapati vinir muktam tatparatvina nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti uchate. That if we just would surrender to devotional service, there's two side effects. One is that we'll lose our bodily designation, which is the cause of our suffering. And we say this so often, over and over we hear about this bodily designation. But we know we can hear it. I can say it here right now. The minute we go outside, if somebody said something derogatory about you or your body, who wouldn't? That might be fighting words. We can hear this a gazillion times. Yeah, I've been going on, 38 years in Krishna consciousness. If you say something nasty to me, I'm not sure what I'll do to you. It's a part of the energy. It's so powerful. We don't even realize it. How demanding it is. But if we absorb ourselves intently with focus in the chanting and the performance of our devotional service, we can overcome our designation of this body. And then the other thing it says is that one will be able to control his senses. You'll be able to control your senses. This is like incredible because this is insurmountable. No one else has this secret of success. I don't care where you go, what you do, You can go anywhere. You can go to any, guru, that success guru, whatever they are, whoever they may be. No one has this formula except for the science of Krishna consciousness as given to us by the acharyas, and who set the example in our lifetime, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I don't know if we really have time for questions. It's late. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.